From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The UN Security Council unanimously approved tough new sanctions on North Korea on Saturday, including a ban on exports worth over $1 billion. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley praised the new sanctions.
The resolution we've passed is a strong united step toward holding North Korea accountable for its behavior. Today, the Security Council increased the penalty of North Korea's ballistic missile activity to a whole new level.
The resolution also bans countries from giving any additional permits to North Korean laborers, another source of money for Kim Jong-un's regime, and it prohibits all new joint ventures with North Korean companies and bans new foreign investment in existing ones. Foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, have reiterated their grave concerns over the escalation of tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Philippine Foreign Minister spokesperson Robespierre Bolivar.
We, the foreign ministers of the ASEAN, reiterate our grave concern over the escalation of tensions in the Korean Peninsula.
Arriving in Manila Saturday, South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kwang-ha says she will welcome the opportunity to talk with her North Korean counterpart at the ASEAN Regional Forum, which begins on Monday. U.S. military aircraft and boats are searching for three U.S. Marines who are missing after their tilt-rotor aircraft crashed in the sea off Australia's east coast on Saturday. 23 other people aboard the MV-22 Osprey have been rescued. The Marine Corps did not say what caused the crash, but indicated it is under investigation. Follow VOA on social media for additional updates. This is VOA News.